Saskatchewan Agriculture reports widespread rain over the last week was timely for later seeded crops as they continue to fill, but it delayed harvest, and some producers are concerned about the potential impact on the quality of the early seeded crops. I'm Bruce Cochran, and this is Farmscape, produced on behalf of North America's pork producers. I'll be back in a moment.
For QuickBooks repair or QuickBooks conversions, visit QuickBooksRepairPro.com. That's QuickBooksRepairPro.com. Results guaranteed.
Saskatchewan Agriculture released its weekly crop report yesterday for the period from August 5th to 11th. Tice Massage, a crops extension specialist with Saskatchewan Agriculture, says the abundance of rain dramatically increased topsoil moisture levels.
Yeah, there's been widespread rainfall all throughout the province this past week, which has had unique implications for certain crops. So the northeast part of the province got the most rain, and then the west and south areas have gotten just scattered rainfall. Some areas got some pretty significant rainfall, and others didn't get any at all. So it's been a mixed bag in those areas. But the rainfall, it's definitely going to help the later seeded crops as they continue to develop pods and fill and whatnot. But it's probably too late for the early seeded crops to really benefit much from the moisture last week. There wasn't much harvest progress made this last week. The last week's report was the first reports we were getting of producers starting harvest, and most of them were in the southwest part of the province where it has been drier this year. But with all the rain that the southwest and the rest of the province, for that example, or for instance, too, has they've gotten a lot of moisture, which slowed harvest progress this past week. Most of the crops being taken off right now are just winter cereal crops and then some early seeded pulse and spring wheat crops as well.
Massage says a lot of producers are preparing equipment and getting ready for harvest. He says most producers are hoping for warm and dry weather over the next week or two to dry out crops and help get them to maturity. For more, visit farmscape.ca. I'm Bruce Cochran.